Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration of using Lion with VoiceOver, I want to show you how to create a boot DVD from the Mac install application, which you get when you download Lion from the Mac App Store. And just a couple of points before we start to do that. When you download Lion from the Mac App Store, and when it pops up on the screen to begin the installation of Lion, if you escape out of the program, it will keep the installer actually on your hard drive. If you continue with the install and do a fresh Lion install or an update, it gets rid of the installer. And the problem with that is that the DMG file that we want to use to create the boot DVD is actually contained in that installer. So the trick is, when you run the Mac App Store installer from when you download it, stop it before it starts installing, and then you can keep that installer on your hard drive. If you want to, just move it from your applications folder onto any other folder and you should be fine. So for this demonstration, I'm going to assume that you've downloaded Lion from the Mac App Store, the installer's come up, and you've quit out of the installer, so now we can go and find the installer in your applications folder. And as normal, I've got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver's running, and let's start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with Shift-VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the Control and Option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Now what we want to get to is my Applications folder where the Lion installer currently is sitting. So to get to the Applications folder, the fastest way is to do Shift-Command-A, which is a normal Mac command.
Now in Applications, 43 rows added.
I'm actually going to interact with my table with Shift VO Down Arrow or Shift Control Option Down Arrow.
Interact with List View Table, row 1 of 43. Name, address book.app.
And we want to get down to the installer, so I'm just going to type in INST.
Install Mac OS X Lion.app.
That's the installer. And the reason why you're hearing it say .app, of course, is the fact that I've got my file extensions turned on so I can hear what different files are. So we need to look at the installer package so we can get access to the .dmg file to create our DVD. So let's bring up the context menu for this file by doing Shift-VOM or Shift-Control-Option-M for context menu.
Menu, 13 items.
And VO Down Arrow or Control-Option Down Arrow.
Open. Show package contents.
Show package contents. Let's do VO spacebar or Control-Option spacebar.
List view table. Closing menu. List view table.
Interact with this table with Shift VO Down Arrow or Shift Control Option Down Arrow.
Interact with list view table, row 1 of 1. Name, contents, column 1, row 1. Selected cell 2 items.
Okay, let's open up contents with command O.
List view table.
Let's interact with this table with Shift VO Down Arrow or Shift Control Option Down Arrow.
Interact with list view table, row 1 of 10. Name,
and
underlying
we want to
code signature.
To shared. So I'm going to type in SH.
Shared support, collapsed.
And there's shared support. Let's expand it with VO backslash or Control Option backslash.
Two rows added, row
and
9 expanded.
VO Down Arrow, Control Option Down Arrow.
Install ESD.dmg, level 1.
Install ESD, as in Echo Sierra Delta, .dmg. And we're going to copy it to the clipboard with Command C.
Copy, install ESD.dmg.
And I'm actually going to copy it to my downloads folder so that to jump straight to my downloads folder, I'm going to be doing Option Command L. And remember, of course, that I'm actually have Lion installed, and this actually won't work in Snow Leopard, the Option Command L. You'll need to go through your dock or other ways to get to your downloads folder. But at the moment, because I'm using Lion currently, I'm going to do Option Command L to jump to my downloads folder.
List view table.
And just to confirm that I'm in my downloads folder, I'm going to use my current window command, VO F2 or Control Option F2, just to verify where I am.
Downloads window.
And we're currently in the downloads window, definitely. So let me press Command V for Victor to copy this to the downloads folder.
One row added. Now in copy window. Copying install esd.dmg to downloads.
Let's do VO writer or control option writer to see how long this is going to take.
Information image. 6.1% progress indicator. Stop progress button. 360.7 MB and 3.74 GB. About 2 minutes.
Okay, so it's going to take about 2 minutes. What I'll do as part of the recording, I'll just pause this and we'll come back just before it actually finishes copying to the downloads folder, and then we'll continue on with creating the DMG file onto the boot DVD.
Now in downloads window, list view table.
So the copy is finished. Let's interact with the table. So Shift VO Deno or Shift Control Option Deno.
Interact with list view table, row 1 of 8.
Okay, let's jump to down to the install esd.gmg file.
Install esd.dmg.
I just typed in INS just to jump down to the install.dmg file. Now I'm going to up the context menu because I actually want to open up this image file inside disk utility. So I'm going to bring up the context menu with Shift VOM or Shift Control Option M.
Menu, 13 items.
VO Deno, Control Option Deno.
Open. Open with submenu.
Okay, you want to open it with. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Open with submenu for items. Disk image mounter.app default.
Let's Control Option Deno or VO Deno.
Disk utility.app.
Down to disk utility. Select that by doing VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Install. Closing menu. Install esd.dmg, column 1, row 6, selected cell, disk utility, window, toolbar.
Let's VO writer or control option writer over to the table.
Selected disks, table, no selection.
Interact with the table with shift VO deno or shift control option deno.
Interact with selected disks, table, row 1 of 5, 250.06 GB.
And let's control option deno or VO deno down to our install esd.dmg file image.
Macintosh HD, Superdrive, space, expanded, zero items enclosed, install esd.dmg, expanded, zero items enclosed.
Now I want to burn this to a DVD, so I'm actually going to press Command B, as in the Command key plus B for beta.
Burn, in, burn options, speed, after burning, burn disk in, waiting for a disk to be inserted.
Okay, waiting for a disk to be inserted, and I've currently got my blank DVD currently just sitting in the separate drive of my MacBook Pro. So I'm going to push it in now. Now hopefully that drive's now spun up. If I jump to the bottom of this current window with Shift Function Control Option right arrow, remember that I'm using my MacBook Pro keyboard, so what I'm really doing is Shift VO end
burn button,
and there's our burn button, VO spacebar,
press burn, closing dialog.
And if I do another Shift Function Control Option end or right arrow again,
skip button,
I'm going to skip the test. So Control Option or VO spacebar,
press skip button,
and now it's burning the Lion install esd.dmg volume onto my blank DVD. And let's jump to the bottom of this window again with Shift Function Control Option right arrow or end.
Writing track.
And it's saying it's writing the track. Now I'm just going to do via left arrow or Control Option left arrow a few times to see how long it's going to take to burn this DVD.
Cancel button. 2.8% progress indicator.
So again, as I did for copying and pasting the install esd.gmg file over to my downloads folder, I'll actually pause the recording and I'll come back just before it's finished burning the DMG file to the DVD, and then I'll show you how to complete the burn. Now remember, if you want to check what the DVD is currently up to as far as the burning process is concerned, I'm actually going to jump down to the bottom of my screen or window again. I'm going to do Shift Function Control Option right arrow again or end.
Skip button.
And looks like it's verifying the DVD. It's actually almost finished. I'm going to skip that
Press skip button.
And with luck, it'll now eject my DVD.
And image, bleep. Install ESD.dmg, burn successfully.
DMG file burned successfully. Excellent. So let's do Control Option right arrow, or VA right arrow.
Okay, default button.
And VA spacebar.
Now in, install ESD.dmg, window, toolbar.
And just to check what application we're on, let's do VO F1 or Control Option F1.
Disk utility for running applications.
And indeed, we're back in disk utility. I'm going to close that down just to be tidy with Command Q.
Finder, downloads window, install ESD.dmg, column.
Back to my downloads window. That concludes creating a boot line DVD from the install ESD.dmg file. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.